How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
Acumen Media, Tanya Curry, a very good morning. It was a great song, isn't it? The haters out there.
I must say, I really enjoyed that song. It woke me up.
Yes, it's got a fun.
Okay. The end of the year. Yeah, let's get this report done. You know, I'm doing the end of the year report, Howard, and this morning it was 69 pages, and I've got it down to 41.
Oh, my word. So it's been that kind of year, has it?
Dude, yo, I feel so sorry for us. I'm trying very hard to, like, consolidate, but there's just so much to say, and we've only got 15 minutes.
Go for
it. So I'm gonna do it by quarters.
Okay, that's a good idea.
So, yeah, I think so, because quarter one was okay. We thought it was really bad, but that was pre-lockdown. So we started off with Kyalami Estates and the brawl. Do you remember that?
Yes, I had forgotten. Was that quarter one?
That was quarter one. That was how we opened January.
Oh, gosh, so, those big fat people fighting.
Yes, remember they were drunk, rich white people with BMWs fighting like amateur wrestlers.
Yeah, not pretty, not pretty. I suppose we should have known at that point where the year was going.
Yeah, this is all going to go Pete Tong. It's all going to go wrong.
Absolutely. Wow.
From there, a dreadful story. Enoch Mpianzi. The story's still going on today. I mean, last week I still spoke about it, but that it was in January this year that he drowned and Parktown Boys and Nyathi Lodge came into focus. Still today, not resolved, and trying to put a price on a child's life is never easy. So that was a big story in January. In Feb, coronavirus became an international viral story, pardon the pun. And then South Africa was filled with fake news. It was such an irritating time. We had to use kookswerda and we had to put onions by our hair and there were all sorts of preventative measures that were just ridiculous. I mean, somebody wanted us to say the word kookswerda on air. That is the truth.
Yeah, it was just playing with us. It was just playing with us.
It was. It really was. So we were still jesting in that stage. That was February. Of course, sick notes were a get-out-of-jail-free card as Zuma wriggled out of going to court. Of course, that story changed. Tito Mboweni, like, as I've been doing this report, every second week I'm talking about Minister Lucky Star.
Well, did he get the Lucky Star name this year or was it last year?
No, it was this year. It was in the beginning of this year. And he also tweeted a picture of his hemp farm this year.
That was this year. Yeah.
Like, yeah, he just doesn't care, does he? I mean, the amount of times in this report where Tito Mboweni has been wrapped over the knuckles is just ridiculous. But certainly, I want to headline my report, I think, 2020, try to be like Tito.
Yeah, I think so. I think he handled it very, very well. He had moments of complete madness, and we thought he had lost his mind, but probably he had been out to the hemp farm. And
he had been outside to the farm.
There's no doubt about that. But he actually, I don't know, he became very human this year, didn't he?
He's so human. He speaks his mind. He doesn't care. He really does make it clear that he has no allegiance to the ANC. He's just doing a job.
Yeah, yeah. I love him for that.
And that's refreshing, isn't it? It really is refreshing. So Tito is one of my rock stars for the year. Then we had Sonar and Julius Malema and de Klerk. Do you remember that? The Rays barreled into Sonar and started to say, put sack de Klerk or I don't know
what
it was.
This year also.
That was this year also, beginning of the year. Praveen Gordhan was actually the real target of the Red Berets. Mm. And then, of course, Ramaphosa stood up and tore the house down. He basically said, we're not coping. We have to have huge plans afoot for our youth. This is all pre-COVID, by the way. So that was that. And then Malema's retort was that he had the parliament by the privates. Do you remember that one? Oh, he can go from zero to hero and zero again, that guy, in literally seconds. So that was for the latter part of quarter one. Of course, then the ANC threw a punch at Malema's wife, and the EFF punched back at Ramaphosa's late wife, and gender-based violence became a political football. And then the president apologized for their very poor behavior. So that was Sonar. Then Outa and Dudu Mayeni, like one of my biggest stories this year, and so proud of that organization. She got her day in court, and she is a delinquent, a delinquent director, so she may not be a director of a company. And this is also for the basis of a lot of her, what was it? May I not answer in case that I incriminate myself?
Gosh,
was all due
yes,
because
yes.
of this Arthur case. So that was still quarter one. Helen Ziller took down her social media account, and then changed it to a very strange profile. I don't know if you remember, like, it looked like a witch. But anyway,
yeah,
that
I still
was
haven't actually checked
though,
if I was accepted on as a follower there, because you had to be approved by Ziller.
I was not. I was very, very upset about that, because I speak so well of Ziller. But anyway, the communication minister didn't go to Switzerland, but had been to Geneva, if you remember that one. That was in quarter one. And then the budget speech where Minister Lucky Star bailed out Eskom and didn't do anything to us. We were very happy about that. And then he flew economy class, which made us very happy. There were those horrific allegations from the Drakensberg Boys Choir about sexual abuse. And, of course, the forensic report came out about Enoch Pimpianzi. And then Herman Mashaba exited the DA. And so did several members. It was like a sort of a mass exodus to Mashaba's so-called, the new party. We didn't know the name then. I think I referred to it as the High Horse Party. And then the refugees in Cape Town story broke, which still goes on today, doesn't it? So that was in March, the tail end of March. And then, of course, the biggest story by far was at the end of March, coronavirus finally hit South Africa. Somebody called it a phenomenon that it took so long to get here. I mean, really, guys, like, you don't know what we're dealing with at any one minute. Then at the beginning of quarter four and the tail end of quarter two and the tail end of quarter one, Nicholas Nienau was taking drugs, and it meant that he wasn't accountable for raping that child. And of course that was a very big case. And then we had a bloodbath in the JSE. Basically, every big company took a tumble, and the Rand went into freefall. Tito Mboweni took to Twitter to tell everyone he's been told not to tweet. And Peter Moyos was still sitting tight at Old Mutual in those days. And then, of course, we brought back our COVID people from Wuhan, and we put them in Limpopo, which made the hashtag Limpopo is not your dumping ground. But I thought it was a really good idea, because the lions would eat them if they got out. It shows how little I knew. And then, of course, SABC released the movie Contagion, just to add to the absolute
chaos
around. Exactly. Ramaphosa was on the TV every single day, sometimes more than once a day, and that's when we started drawing him as a superhero. We were so happy with him.
When was that? This is second quarter, right?
Yes, we're now in the second quarter.
Right, so in the second quarter, Ramaphosa is our superhero.
He's our superhero more than anything, and then South Africans were anti-superheroes, as they took to the shops and bought everything on the shops and didn't help their fellow countrymen. Nice. And we started to work from home as we locked down South Africa. And, you know, the interesting thing is, at this point, South Africans were calling for lockdown. We're like, do it. Do it, do it. 280-odd days later, we're like, really? So there was one brilliant campaign during this time where Nando's pulled out all the flames, and threw shade on their competitor KFC, where they said, turns out finger licking isn't good, rather reach for the steak.
Yeah, that was superb. Absolutely brilliant.
Absolutely superb. And then, of course, as we started to roll on through lockdown, we started to go through these stages of grief, which was, we saw the army on the streets, social grants weren't paying, we had no alcohol. Fakila and Balula had a big fight with the taxis and then ran.
Yes.
We had the bands, and on top of that came looting. Then there was the billionaire challenge and the solidarity fund that turned out to be loans. And then Moody's made us chew junk. And then everybody was talking about 5G. Like, 5G, this is all 5G.
Yeah, definitely it's 5G. Except that it wasn't, of course. And it's got nothing to do with it.
How we moved on from that conspiracy theory, didn't we? And then, of course, one of the highlights of quarter four is Tiger King. Quarter two is Tiger King came out. So that was interesting.
Oh, that was, yeah. That was this year.
Yeah, it was this year, yes. And then, like, I'm trying to move a little bit faster because I see we're running out of time. But then as we started to move into quarter three, we had lockdown extensions. There was a 30% cut in salaries for the government. And the EFF actually followed suit. We had Easter weekend and Woolies chicken versus food parcels, which was what I called the Great Divide. Woolies chicken becoming the biggest conversation by Capetonians, really, as we couldn't have cooked food. And then the alcohol ban just made a big impact with Becky Cele running around fixing pineapple beer. And as we're on the food story, food parcels, like there were 20 food parcels delivered to KZN. And another dose of perspective was when we saw FNB Stadium turned into a hospital, which didn't get used, did it?
No, it didn't. I don't think they needed it in the end.
I don't think they did. We've had Eskom. We're now in May. So we had Eskom that completely, like, messed us around all year. And then, of course, President Ramaphosa couldn't put on his mask. You'll remember that incident. Yes. And we called it the Matamela mask moment. And then as we move into quarter three, I became a hypocrite because they banned smoking. End of quarter two, quarter three. Like, as you know, I was very upset about that. NDZ became my new villain, and there was lots of talk about Mazzotti and illegal cigarettes. And then, of course, Lift the Ban became a very big story with millions signing the smoking petition, even though they didn't even smoke. And then we let people out jogging all at the same time, if you remember that. Yeah. That wasn't the best move on our part.
Especially Cape Town. And there started the second wave, right?
Especially in Cape Town. And then, of course, I started to become an anarchist. When NDZ sort of took over the country, we wondered where our president was. Sasa Grant and 500,000 people were changing provinces at the time, making the infection rate even larger. And it was at this time that we started to see the coronavirus really hit its peak. The cigarette issue became even bigger.
Whatever happened to Skhosana Dlamini Zuma? She's all but disappeared. Is she still alive?
Yeah. She hasn't disappeared.
She has disappeared. Nobody has seen. Have you seen proof of life?
I mean, there's about a month ago, she had
a month.
Okay. Let me.
You find it. I'm telling you, she's gone. Gone.
Where do you think she is?
With the Bushiris.
Yes. Wow.
moving on, my fellow South Africans became something that we used a lot, and the COVID election certainly started. Steenhuisen and Shut Up Steenhuisen was a big thing. And then When People Zol was another big thing. I mean, Max Harrell making a very big impact with that track.
Maybe that was the last time that she appeared in public, was singing that song. Because they have definitely made a conscious effort to remove her from being the face of this pandemic. Although I think she, never mind. This is well suited to be the face of the pandemic. But that's just my opinion. But yeah, it's just interesting that.
I'm moving as fast as I can.
Yes,
the new normal hit 50 million people in our country trying to sort out their health. And the unemployment rate became absolutely massive, sitting now at over 50%. You know, everybody was a critic of Ramaphosa, but nobody supplied solutions. And then Miss SA, Bianca Must Fall, that Miss SA racist story also made a huge impact. And then one of the, is it Sindiswa Gomba farted on TV? Do you remember that?
Yes, there was about, yeah, I remember that.
I don't.
Put a fire in the background.
Yeah, that was terrible. That was just terrible. Mortifying.
Oh, and I haven't touched on George Floyd. I haven't touched on State Commission Dudu Mayeni. Like, it's too long. It's been such a long year. Just for those who don't know, there are now coronavirus hotspots. Nelson Mandela Metro is one of the areas that is not going to be having alcohol 24/7 and also has stricter curfew times. It's holiday season, guys, so please wear your masks. And one last story was the farm murders, that particular story. And then, of course, I can't let this go without Clover Blue. Clover Blue, like, really.
I'm Clover Blue. Hold on. Yo, whatever happened to that? Are they still blue, Clover?
Still blue, and it's still revolting.
Yeah. We didn't get used to that that psychedelic blue for our milk cartons. Of course, Clicks must have been a big story or this year, or when you look at a year in context, does that not feature?
It does.
Absolutely. No, Clicks is right up there, like up on the level of State Capture Commission, and all because we took Clicks off the shelf, Tresemme off the shelves for 10 days. I mean, honestly. And then, of course, we've had lots of arrests as well, like big warrants issued. Dudu Mayeni and Zuma have been warrants of arrest issued for them. And, of course, the sterling performance of the State Capture Commission, Zondo being emotional throughout the year, and God, he needs a holiday if anybody else does. I'm gonna leave it there.
So you know, I'm gonna ask you the question. I'm gonna ask you this question. I think I know what your answer is. Time magazine always nominate a number of people to be the newsmaker of the year in America. If we were choosing one here in South Africa, scanning across your pages, who would you choose?
Oh my word. Okay, for a good news, I'm going to say Jerusalema. That was a very big one.
Right.
And for the bad news story, there's so much.
Not a story. A person, newsmaker as a person of the year, South Africa.
It would have to be Dudu Mayeni or one of those.
Oh, that's so interesting. So I said Judge Zondo, but it's the same thing.
Yes, obviously. Uncle Ray Ray. Uncle Ray Ray for
Brent. Okay, cool. So then we've got consensus. Can't be better than that. Tanya Kuri, this is our last interaction this year. I'll be back in January. Next week, Kathy Kaler will be taking over the show for December, just to wish you a wonderful, wonderful December. Hopefully you'll have a break. Do lots and lots of diving. Make sure the weather's good. And I'll chat to you in January.
Thank you so much, Howan, and to all the Chai FM team and listeners. Really take a rest. I hope you have a very boring December.
Wow.
Really boring.
Very thanks, Rolene.
Absolutely. Tanya couldn't be better than that. Absolutely.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.